a desert transformed into a city. That's the Za'atari refugee camp in Jordan, which opened less than a year ago to house 20,000 refugees. 10,000 tents and as many caravans later, the camp now holds over 120,000 people. Antonio Guterres, the High Commissioner for Refugees, visited a family that arrived shortly after the camp opened.
There is no other place in the world where we can see the effects of a brutal war and we can see human suffering at such a dramatic scale. To come to Za'atari is to feel that this world has to change.
Angelina Jolie, UNHCR special envoy, also met another family whose four-month-old daughter Farah was born in Za'atari. The family fled Syria after a mortar hit their house, traumatizing their four-year-old son and leaving him deaf. His mother, Muna, says her children are still tormented by the memory of aerial bombardments. Angelina Jolie pleaded for action.
I pray that all parties in the Syrian conflict will stop targeting civilians and allow access to humanitarian aid. I appeal to the world leaders to please set aside your differences, unite to end the violence, make diplomacy succeed.
Meanwhile, to make matters worse, the temperature in Syria is expected to rise to the mid-40s. That's up to 115 degrees Fahrenheit in the coming weeks, says UNICEF, stressing that the supply of safe water is not enough. Marixi Mercado is the spokesperson for UNICEF.
In Syria, the availability of safe water is one-third what it was before the crisis. There are more than 4.25 million Syrians displaced within the country, and the situation is particularly dire for those who live in overcrowded shelters with inadequate, damaged, or overwhelmed water and sanitation systems. And that without enough safe water and sanitation, the likelihood of children falling sick with diarrhea and other diseases is certain to rise.
During the first 6 months of 2013, another million Syrian refugees have streamed out of their shattered country. UNICEF has accelerated efforts to provide sustainable water, sanitation, and hygiene services, reaching almost 9 million Syrians since the beginning of the year. But with a new refugee crossing the border every 14 seconds, the number keeps growing and the situation alarming. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.